Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Mike Pickett, CEO, President, and Chairman of Unvia Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is ONVI. And Unvia provides business solutions that help companies plan, market, and sell to targeted markets throughout the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Thanks, Juan. Nice to be here.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about the value drivers behind your quarterly results, which were particularly strong.
All right. Unvia's model is a subscription model. We focus on small and medium-sized businesses. They represent about 85% of our revenue. And our solution is an information solution around government procurement activities. And so we every day canvass roughly 90,000 government agencies around their specific procurement opportunities, what they are buying, what they've got out for RFPs, what type of product it is or service, what location it is. We bring that back and match it to the demographics of our client base and provide them with information about every procurement that every one of those agencies is doing that fits what that business does, their products and services, and in the geographies that they do that. We provide an annual we charge an annual subscription fee for that that runs somewhere between $2,000 and $10,000 a year. I mean, clearly the value proposition to those businesses is that in this tough economy in particular, but in general, a major part of the cost of selling is finding out about these opportunities. And with such a fractured market with so many tens of thousands of agencies that at any one point in time would be interested in buying the services of our clients, it would be economically impossible and financially impossible for them to canvass those markets on their own. And so we do it. In a sense, we're a wholesale distributor of government procurement activities. Hello? Great. That didn't work. You guys there?
One.
Yeah, so what were the revenues for the quarter?
Cut
out for a second, but as far as the quarter, can you talk a little bit more about, you know, the particularly quarterly results?
Well, our revenue growth was a little over 20%. It has been accelerating over the last three or four quarters. We generated positive EBITDA for the first time in recent history, and our second consecutive quarter generating cash. So in a sense, our business has a relatively fixed cost structure. And so once the subscription revenues and the bookings exceed that, then it becomes incrementally more profitable. So and the way accounting works, cash flow positive is a leading indicator of generally accepted accounting principles. So when we get a subscription from a client, they pay us the annual fee in advance, and we have to amortize that to revenue over the remaining 12 months or the first 12 months of their subscription. So GAAP revenue it trails cash flow. And so I think the fact that we've achieved positive EBITDA in the second quarter is a good indicator that in the next couple of quarters we'll achieve profitability. So I think that's one of the driving points around investing in Unvia is that in the last two or three quarters, we've seen accelerated growth rates. We've seen cash flow positive and cash flow being generated and EBITDA profitability. So it's only a matter of time before and not much time before we generate positive earnings per share. And I think that's a key. And we're at a key inflection point in the company's financial health.
Great.
We have a very strong balance sheet, nearly $14 million in cash for a company that is doing $25 million in revenue a year, and we have no debt. So we're financially very strong with a very good balance sheet.
Great. And can you talk a little bit about your government tracking site?
Yeah, it became obvious to us after the election that there was going to be a large stimulus spend, and the president-elect had talked a lot about transparency and accountability, and we took up that mantle because, in a sense, that's what we do. We canvass 90,000 agencies, and we make public and very transparent to everybody what they're spending and where they're spending it on. And so
you already had a technology in place.
Exactly. It was basically a fortuitous opportunity for us to take advantage of that. And so we actually put up a site called recovery.org. And recovery.org is sort of the private sector's counterpart to recovery.gov. And recovery.gov was the president's website to show transparency about spending. Now, they show intent to spend. They show where the money's going to go out of the bill. They have lots of PDF records on different agencies' spending activities and where they're going. But they're all very, very latent. And if you contrast that to recovery.org, we have a heat map on the front page. You can scroll over that, and you can click on any state, any county, any city, and we'll give you the complete list of awards that have been made. We'll give you the list of RFPs that are currently out there by government agencies to select vendors, and we'll give you a list of all of the projects that have been authorized and yet to be into the RFP process or the bid process. So, you know, for a business, it's a tremendous value to know in my city I can go to recovery.org and see exactly what government agencies are spending that stimulus money and what they're spending it on, and possibly be in a position to propose a bid to that agency for those services. And our whole goal is to give our clients a competitive advantage by giving them the information far in advance of when it would otherwise normally be available to a company trying to do it in a more traditional way. So it's been not only good for business, our clients, but it's been a tremendous public relations activity for us. So we've had strong articles written in USA Today, The Wall Street, Washington Post. We've been discussed on CNN. We've been interviewed on Fox News and had a number of good NPR articles. So for the first time in the company's history, we've got a really good public relations campaign going around our brand and what we do for businesses.
Good. And so how many competitors do you have in this arena, and what differentiates you from other players in your sector?
Well, our strategy was to go very broad. So our strategy was to cover 100% of government spending. It was to focus on multiple verticals. We probably cover 80 or 90% of all government spending, state, local, education, federal. And our competitors typically would be vertically focused. They might be focused on only the largest projects. We have some competitors in IT, in the IT telecom space, that basically work with the top 250 businesses in IT telecom, and they cover essentially the federal government spending. Our strategy, again, is aimed at medium, small, medium-sized businesses. We also still have a pretty healthy enterprise business. And I think secondarily, because of our capital, we've been able to invest in some extremely strong technology and technology that allows us to grow very rapidly and possibly to absorb to make and absorb some acquisitions. And most of our competitors are not in that position. They're financially bootstrapped and quite small, and I think are vulnerable.
Yeah. So in terms of the growth, will this year you continue to go organically? Would you consider some of those M&A activities, and if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Yes, so the answer is that we intend to actively look at opportunities to acquire some companies. We have not done it heretofore because we wanted to get in a position where we were cash flow positive, and and that we had a business that was running really well. So it could take on the challenge of a good due diligence and an integration. The factors that we would look at, first and foremost, highly likely that anything we did would need to be accretive. And you can never be guaranteed that they're accretive, but the key to a successful acquisition in my experience is just getting a tremendous buy. And so in essence, we would look for businesses who have proprietary data. Maybe they've got a vertical that we're not focused on that could be incremental to what we do. They are cash strapped and looking for someone to help them make the most of their market. Those are some of the characteristics that we think we could add to a business. It would need to be a business that was clearly related to what we do and would benefit small and medium-sized businesses.
Good answer, Mike. And so in terms of the trends right now that are emerging trends in the market, how well positioned would you say that Envia is to capitalize on some of those trends? And feel free to talk about the trends.
Sure. Well, I think the trends in the economy are probably the key drivers, and the number one trend is that the commercial economy itself has been in the doldrums for a couple of years. Most of the growth and spending has been in government. That is right in our sweet spot. Businesses who traditionally have made their money by doing architecture or engineering services or construction services in the commercial space or in the residential space have seen that business drop dramatically, and they've looked for other channels for their products and services. And government is, spending quite wildly, and they've come to realize that there's a great opportunity for businesses to get a bigger piece of that pie. I think that trend's going to continue. I think we have benefited from that trend. On the other side, we have had some suffering from businesses who just haven't been able to survive in this economy, just like all businesses have. And so, as I see the recession bottoming out, there's been a lot of publicity lately about
the third quarter and
government believing this is turning around, that we're probably in about as good a position as we could be in with government spending on the rise. It'll continue for probably my lifetime. And second of all, seeing the economy start to pick up, so businesses are getting more money to run their working capital requirements and to expand. So I think that the trends are pointing all in the right direction for us.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Mike, as well as that of some of the key management team at Envia.
Okay. Well, this is my third career. I had spent 14 years as a partner at Deloitte & Touche, focusing on small and medium-sized businesses. I ran a practice called the Emerging Businesses Practice out of Southern California. I joined one of my small startups, and we built that company into a $6 billion computer products distribution business, operating internationally with 3,000 employees, and I was CEO and chairman. And then when I retired from there, I started looking around for interesting activities and came upon Envia. And so I've been here for 9 years now, and I think we're building a pretty good business. I've got a good management team. My senior vice president of sales, Mike Tenergy, comes out of the information business with Experian and D&B. My CTO, Eric Gillespie, spent time with IBM and Cyent and started his own information company. We've got a great products individual in Michael Balsam, who's pretty much learned it as he's gone, and is really recognized as an expert in government procurement. And I've got a great board. I've got people who have run information companies from Ziff Davis and Hart Hanks to the former chairman and CEO of Experian. So a pretty talented group of management people and a great board to support this business that we're building.
And what specific goals and objectives does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, the primary thing we're doing right now is building a a plan to accelerate growth further and to maximize profitability and cash flow. It is a plan that includes doing what we do better and faster and expanding into markets via new products and new services. So, while we're thrilled with our financial results this year, we're not nearly satisfied. We've got objectives to become the number one growth company in the information industry and the company with the highest EBITDA percentage. So we're quite aggressive in our goals.
Sure. And so in terms of investors right now, Mike, do you think that the investment community understands the general direction and message of the company?
I think the ones that pay attention do, the ones that have put a little bit of effort into looking into what we do, I think understand exactly what we do. We've got some good long-term investors who have been very pleased with the direction that we've been taking the company. I think one of the challenges that we have is that it is a little difficult to get the attention of investors because there are so many small cap companies out there. But we are beginning to stand out because of our results. They're somewhat countercyclical, and contrary to most businesses today, our results are pretty outstanding. So I think we're seeing a pickup in interest, and I think the message is pretty clear that this business is reasonably predictable. So I'm encouraged by the interest we're seeing in from investors. But there are many, many more people out there that I think could benefit from having a knowledge of what we do.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Mike Pickett, CEO, President, and Chair of Onvia Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol ONVI, and is currently trading at $5.72 a share. And before we conclude, Mike, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Onvia as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Probably 3-1. I would suggest that number one is it seems like that our business is and what we do is right in the sweet spot of what's going on in the economy, and we are benefiting from the incremental and the increased spending of government and the interest in businesses to maximize their growth in this economy. Second of all, is we've got a very strong balance sheet, so there's no risk of financial demise in this company. And third, you're seeing the major metrics come together in growth and in cash flow profitability and in book profitability. So, I think there's a very strong company that we've built with a great management team and an excellent board. I think that our best years are ahead of us.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as to report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Thanks very much, Juan.
Thanks, Mike.